Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of VTE Professional Network Radio. I'm your host, Ed Peterson. Today's date, ladies and gentlemen, of course, is October the 26th, 2018, as we continue closing out our growth series for the month of October, as we are now entering the last week of the month, and we're starting for the new month, November. We got a great show today. I'm super excited about the topic that I'm going to be talking about. This is something that I've been really excited about this fall season. I'm enjoying the fall every year, and I have a great time sharing tools and tips that's going to assist small businesses across the country to help them build and grow their network in the area where they do business. Well, we have a great show. We're going to be talking about some great topics, and I want to make sure that everybody takes copious notes, ladies and gentlemen, to take copious notes because we're going to be preparing your business for the fall holiday season. And this is going to be a cool topic to talk about because I don't think everybody really understands how to really market themselves digitally when it comes to sharing your product or service that you have in the marketplace. No matter how long you've been in business, and if you're up and starting your business this year, great, congratulations on that. And those who are continuing every year, we always try to find creative ways to basically put our brand, our name out there, and basically getting more traffic to our doors. Whether you're a dealership, no matter what you're doing, if you're a restaurant, no matter what industry you're in, what business you have, the bottom line goal is, are you good at digital marketing? And we're going to talk about that more in depth as we close out this year, 2018, and move forward to the new year, 2019. So we can start this, close out this year strong, ladies and gentlemen, and we want to start the new year off on the right track. So I want to get you guys all on track when it comes to this. So I want you to take down these six steps that I'm going to go over with you in reference to building your business for the holidays, you know, digitally, with digital marketing. And we're going to talk about some other types of marketing and some other types of ways to campaign your business. You know, the election is coming up. Everybody's talking about the midterm election and how many people are going out to vote and all this. Look at the numbers. Look at how people are actually getting out the information out there. Look at how the word is getting out there. No matter who you represent, whether Democrat or Republican or in different, whatever which way you want to go, but you all know that it's coming up because they're broadcasting it like clockwork 24/7, like nonstop. It's going to be impressed in your brain. So with that being said, we want to do the same type of thing when it comes to your digital marketing campaigns that you're going to be putting together for your business. As a small business owner, your goal is always to be creative in your approach when it comes to generating revenue and drawing traffic to your location. Whether you have a brick-and-mortar location or an internet-based business, or you have a little bit of both, great. You want to make sure that you're doing this on a regular, consistent basis. Be in-season as well as out-of-season, like clockwork. I don't care how old you may get. As long as you're being consistent and persistent in your endeavors to grow your market, your business, then you're on the right foot. So let's start about it because, you know, the holiday season will be here before you know it. And, you know, this is a perfect time, ladies and gentlemen, to map out your digital marketing campaign in order to drive the most revenue for your business. Now, waiting too long puts you at a severe disadvantage because I'm going to say this. Everybody who waits at the last minute to start doing this, hey, you can't do that. You're going to hurt yourself. You need to be ready to capitalize, ladies and gentlemen, on the increased traffic and the mindset of customers during this period. They'll be ready and willing to click and buy now buttons if you have anything like that, or if you're running particular campaigns. So I want to give you guys a six, basically, step checklist to make sure your online business is ready for the fast approaching holiday season. And so when you get ready for it, you already know what you have to do, making sure everything is in check, making sure you got everybody on point when it comes to that. Look at how the new phones are being launched every year, the Apple iPhone, or you got the Samsung Galaxy series phones, the S9 Plus and the Note 9. So when you look at the marketing campaigns for the new launches of devices that's coming out every year they do three. Every year, the manufacturers are doing three devices every year. So with that being said, they always prepare you for the launch. You got, of course, they got the capital. Let's go say it real. They got the capital. But what if you don't have the capital? How can you be like them on the campaign trail of digitally marketing your brand or your product or service on the internet? Well, you have social media. Of course, we all know that. But we want to make sure we're doing it the right way on social media. So, number one, analyze if you have previous holiday season data. You want to analyze that data. If you're brand new, then you don't have any data to analyze. So this is something that if you don't have, don't worry about it. But if you do have, but this is the simplest part, ladies and gentlemen. How did you do last year when you did the campaign? What campaigns did you do last year, if you did any at all? And unfortunately, a lot of small businesses feel, well, you know, it's a season. I don't think I need to go through all that. Okay. But you want to grow. You want to increase your business. You want to increase your revenue. Well, in order to do that, ladies and gentlemen, you have to consistently and persistently market your campaign. By doing it online, if you have a website, an interactive website, you want to promote. Remember the five P's of marketing. And do I need to say this again? I guess I do. It's all about the people, product, price, place, promotion. I'm going to keep saying this until it's drilled into everyone's mindset that this is what a business owner, entrepreneur is supposed to get into when it comes to building your brand, your business, and also in building your network. Because once you build your network, ladies and gentlemen, you won't have to worry about anything. You're going to get your, because your goal is to get your business at least 80% referral-based. Yeah, I did say that, 80% referral-based. If you can get to that point, believe me, it's all downhill from there. So you want to analyze previous holiday season data. Number two, you want to build out holiday-specific landing pages. Now, I talked about landing pages as a web designer to a lot of small businesses who are just getting started, who do not have a lot of capital to basically build a full-fledged website. So basically a landing page website, ladies and gentlemen, is basically a one-pager to test the market. And this is what big businesses do all the time, and as well as network marketing companies and a lot of other companies out there who want to test the market of a brand-new product or service that you're providing in the marketplace. If this is something new that no one else has done or something new that no one has seen before, you want to create a landing page website where it's going to give you information, basically, about the product, how to purchase and get the product, and then also leaving contact information and feedback from the customers who purchased the product. So you want to make sure that this one page is less expensive. You don't have to spend a lot of money on it. It can only run anywhere from $95 to $150 or $250, depending on if you're adding videos and a lot of other things that you want to add to it. But that's the less expensive route to go versus the full-fledged websites, which can be in the thousands of dollars. So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, you want to make sure that you have that for the holidays, for the season, whatever your core product is or your number one sold product that you have in your arsenal, you want to put that out there first. You want to make sure you have the campaign, your content, and what promotion you want to put on there, how much you want to give them on deal or discounts off the price of the product that you're selling. Number three, You want to set up your holiday email marketing campaigns, which means that if you collected data, this is the cool part, ladies and gentlemen, about collecting data, or on your website if you have a mailing list. Your email mailing list basically gives you data or store data where you can submit to them come each year during the seasons that you can promote something to them in reference to what your company is doing. It keeps them in the now, keeps them in the loop, and when they're interested to purchase from you, they know exactly what you have. You want to make sure you do this consistently, ladies and gentlemen, throughout the year. Do not hesitate when it comes to email marketing. It's a powerful piece. Still being used today. It's still relevant today, and it's still worth it today. So you want to make sure you're doing your holiday email marketing campaigns that you want to put together for the holiday season. You want to make sure you have that. So that means there's going to be a good chance, ladies and gentlemen, that your holiday email offers and funnels will be slightly different than what you traditionally do on email campaigns. For example, ladies and gentlemen, your traditional conversation funnels might reach the consumer every 10 days with an offer, but during the holiday season, you will want to be a little more aggressive. Consumers are in the buying mood. If you wait too long, ladies and gentlemen, you might lose those potential customers to a competitor than what you're already trying to get right now. So the goal is to make sure that you do this consistently and being a little bit more aggressive and sharing with them exactly what you have that's going to be good for them. But you're satisfying three things, again, in the marketplace, ladies and gentlemen, is what people want, need, can afford. Again, what people want, need, and can afford. If they can afford it, they will buy it. If they want it, you know, wants are always going to be before the need. That's just the way we roll. But if you think about it, this is how it's going to be. This holiday season, what are you prepared to do? What plans do you have? And what steps are you taking to get to your maximum level? Okay? So number four, ensure your website is mobile friendly. I've been saying this for a minute now. If your website cannot be done on a cell phone, that's a mobile device, smartphone, whether it's in, no matter which manufacturer built it, you want to make sure that you can basically get people to purchase directly from their phone. The mobile-friendly types of websites that's being designed and built today are giving you that option automatically. The reason why I'm saying it like this is because I want you guys to get this. This is one of the most powerful pieces, ladies and gentlemen, of your business repertoire arsenal because your website is mobile friendly and tablet friendly, which is also considered mobile. But your laptop, desktop computers, that's computers, it's going to automatically when they have it on the phone. How does your content look on a cell phone, on a smart device? You want to check that. I want all entrepreneurs that's listening to me today to check that. See what your website looks like on the phone. If it's not to your liking, if it's not showing properly, then you don't have a good mobile-friendly device, optional website, rather. So you want to have a website that's mobile-friendly. Please believe that's important. And it's been said a million times, and I know I keep saying it again, you need a mobile-friendly website. While running your site through Google Mobile Friendly Test, you can basically check to see what's going on and what your site looks like. If you don't have it, if it's not showing up properly, if you're not seeing everything in the content side that you need to see, that your consumers need to see, your customers, then you really need to update the site, period. Right. So that's one of the things you want to make sure, especially around this holiday season, because everybody's going to be rushing, flowing around, and they're not going to have, you know, be carrying laptops everywhere they go, and they should not be carrying no desktop computers everywhere they go. So you've got to basically a tablet, cell phone, basically going to be their two best friends. Okay? So you want to have a mobile-friendly website for your business this holiday season. Number five, map out your holiday content marketing. Content is king, and I keep saying that, content is king, but you have to be consistent with the content, meaning that whatever you started out in your campaigns, your marketing campaigns, in the content that you're using on your website, flyers, brochures, or anything else has to stay consistent. And the reason why I say that, when you map out your holiday content marketing, you want to make sure that you're putting in something that can grab attention of the consumer who's reading it. Make it short, concise, and to the point, but yet and still you want to start chipping away at it now, so that way when you do it, it's going to be easy. You're going to schedule a time, a date, or whatever event that you want to throw up there, and what percentages you're giving the customer for purchasing now. So you want to make it convenient for them, so that way during the holiday season, they should be able to look at your site, look at the content, see what you're talking about, and then go ahead and buy. Simple as that. Now, if you don't know how to put one together, then you would need to get with an expert or someone who's good in marketing to help you put all of that together, because this is what's going to be important to you when it comes to growing your brand this holiday season and your revenue this holiday season. And last but not least, step number 6, schedule your holiday season social media posts. What I mean by scheduling, weekly, whatever day in the week, however you want to do this, how often you want to do this, you need to be doing this regularly, like clockwork. I show this to a lot of business owners across the country, that if you do this consistently, ladies and gentlemen, whatever social media sites that you're comfortable with promoting on, then those are the social sites you stay consistent on a schedule basis. Meaning that if you're doing it every Monday, Mondays is going to be your day to post on Mondays. If you're doing it 3 days a week, which most companies are doing, you can post Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Every week, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, there's a new post. And some even go further than that. But again, it's based on what you're comfortable with, and it's based on availability of people who you got doing it. But they have to be consistent, because the goal is to make sure that your customers know what you got going on in your business, and what promotions you're running in your business, what campaigns are you running in your business, what events do you have coming up in your business. Guys, if we're not being eventful in our business, then we have no need to be in business. Today is all about entertaining your customers, exactly having fun, excitement, giving them something to look at different than what they normally look at. You don't want to be just an old plain Jane and old boring Joe just going in and this is a website. That's it. No. You want to be excited about it. You want to give something out there. And if you're not that enthusiastic about your own, being as an entrepreneur, being in a business owner, then sorry, Charlie, you're just not going to make it. So schedule your holiday season social media posts. Now, the reason why I'm saying this, ladies and gentlemen, is because everybody has asked me, well, Ed, what does it cost to do campaigns on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn? Those are the three that I normally use. I'm also on Instagram as well. And when you think about that, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn are your main core social sites that everybody works or looks at. They have millions of people on there regularly, right? And because of that, you can advertise on these social sites, pennies on a dollar, depending on how much of the audience that you want to reach. But here's the goal. What are you doing in your local community where you are across this country, ladies and gentlemen, no matter what city and state you're in? What are you doing locally in the community on the social sites that all of your other companies are on? Your churches, nonprofit organizations, chamber of commerce, you have a plethora of local communities and businesses in your area who have a social page. Are you connecting to them? Are you co-oping? Are you getting the word out amongst the people in the community so they know who you are? If the answer is no, then you need to jump on that now, ASAP. If the answer is yes, you're on track, you're doing well, keep up that focus. It's always about following one course until successful. That's the acronym for focus for me. But if you're following one course until successful, you're going to continue to reach your goal and then above and beyond the norm. But again, it takes persistence and consistency, ladies and gentlemen, in order to reach that. You cannot be shady. You cannot be sometiming with this. This is a business. No matter how you feel about it, it's not about what you feel. It is about what you need to do day by day. And the more you stay strong on that point, ladies and gentlemen, the better you are, the stronger you are. And guess what? People will know who you are. And that's the key. Do people know who you are? Do you know who you are? So you need to focus on that and level, and then you will begin to see the changes that's going to happen in your business. But these are the six steps, ladies and gentlemen, that I'm sharing with you today, and I'm super excited about that. So, again, it's all about analyzing your previous holiday season data if you have it. Build out holiday-specific landing pages for particular products or your number one selling products. You will want to start there. Those are always going to be your core of your business, what we call bread and butter money. So number three, we talked about set up your holiday email marketing campaigns. It's still powerful today, ladies and gentlemen. Word of mouth advertising is always key. If you have clients and customers who enjoy the product, who like the product, you get feedback from them from the product about, that they purchased through you, then you want to use them as your runners. Again, using them as your runners. Let them promote it to others that they know. They know more people than you do. So you want to get that out there to them, to empower them, and give them a little incentive for helping you. There's nothing wrong with that. Word of mouth advertising works, ladies and gentlemen. So continue that role. Number four, ensure your website is mobile friendly. Oh, you got to do that. If not, you can check out our website at www.globaltouchenterprise.net. Again, our website is www.globaltouchenterprise.net. You can schedule an appointment with me if you on my website. It's interactive, so you can basically ask any questions, and we will be happy to assist you in reference to getting you on track where you need to be. If this is October 26, 2018, as we close out this month, we got November and December left, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and then we got New Year again, okay? So you want to get ready for the holiday. Black Friday, Cyber Monday. Let's talk about that real quick. Black Friday, of course, is Thanksgiving Day, Eve, and then we got Cyber Monday, which is that following week, okay? Cyber Monday, this will be the highest grossing Monday ever in the history of online shopping. They are predicting that now. If you're not ready as an individual or as an entity or have an online business, whether you have a product or service or both, it doesn't matter. You want to be promoting like clockwork now. Now. So get on it now. And remember I told you when we use the win formula, when we talk about business and building a brand, it's what's important now. You're only going to do that. Use the win formula. What's important now? If it's important to do it, you better do it now. That's the key. Okay? So, we're talking about that. Map out your holiday content marketing. That's number five. And then last but not least, number six, schedule your holiday season social media posts. This is one of the most powerful pieces. Without spending a whole lot of capital, again, without having to go through a whole lot of hoopla trying to spend thousands of dollars, you don't have that kind of money at this point. Don't do it. If you can't afford to do it, fine, do. But if you cannot, ladies and gentlemen, this is the less expensive way to go without really having to go overboard. The goal is to spend less, collect more. Spend less, collect more. Okay? So if you spend less, you come out better. Collect more, meaning that you're driving more revenue to your business, to your company, and guess what? By the end of the year, starting 2019, you'll be on track. It doesn't take long, and it doesn't take a genius to figure this out, that if you do this right, you won't have to worry about it. So these are my six steps today, ladies and gentlemen. I'm super excited about today. I hope this was helpful to you. Again, if you have any questions or anything that you have in reference to that, you can always go to our website at www.globaltouchenterprise.net. Again, that's globaltouchenterprise.net, and we will be happy to assist you on any level. And again, I'm super excited for the new websites that we are creating right now. We have some businesses that we want to talk about. Topic Pizza right here in Houston, Texas. Yes, we're building a new design website for them. We also have my friend at Tillet Clothing out in Beaumont, Texas. We're doing a web design series for him, site for him. And again, also in Fort Worth, Texas, of course, my lady friend, we're doing London J on the hair extensions or with new websites for her. So as we continue to grow, ladies and gentlemen, and build sites or interactive websites and mobile-friendly websites for our customers, our clients, then our goal is to make sure that you guys understand the ins and outs as an internet-based business, as a brick-and-mortar business, as being relevant today in the marketplace. That's what it's all about. Are you relevant today in the marketplace? Do you have a product or service that's relevant today? That's the question you need to ask yourself. If the answer is yes, you need to learn as you earn, to continue to learn as you earn, so you can build a series of multi-million-dollar enterprises. And that's what it's all about. And I want to thank you all for tuning in for this edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. Again, I'm your host, Ed Peterson, and as well, and I would say to my brother, Les Brown, it's been a plum pleasing pleasure, whatever privilege. And again, I want you to keep your focus, keep the faith, and keep building the dream.